You have a lot of work to do to get your gun loaded and ready for a trade execution. The trade executions go well beyond just finding your setup point and throwing your money at the market. You have to define your personal philosophy, your personal trading strategy, so that you can consistently follow a set of rules every time you enter a trade, and more importantly, every time that you exit a trade. Now, many traders don't take the time to develop the rules they need in order to succeed. It's way too easy to just dial up the Yahoo board, find out what's hot, and then take whatever money you have in your trading account and throw it at it and hope for the best. Well, that's one of the reasons why so many traders fail. You, as a serious-minded trader and someone who wants to take the right decisions at the right time, need to find out who you are and discover your identity as a trader. This comes from developing a fairly complex set of personal trading rules based on the development of your experience. Now, the trading rules that you develop aren't set in stone. 3 months from now, 6 months from now, or whatever, a year from now, you're going to want to change them. Or you may want to change them on a weekly basis until you find out what works for you. I know when I started a number of years ago, I just loved the $3 stocks. They were just the most wonderful things in the world to trade the greyhounds and the garbage of the American Stock Exchange. And, you know, your styles change. They do over the course of time. Now I'm very, very content day trading Dow 30 big caps, and that's just my own personal trading style and how I personally manage risk. Your own development as a trader is different. But what we share, both of us and all of us who, as students of the market, want to find that edge in order to take some profit out of the thing, we all share the constant change of experience that forces us to reconsider our trading processes. Now, it may surprise you that most new traders make the same mistakes at the same time. The good thing is that if you can survive your early mistakes as a trader, you start to understand and start to learn a little bit more about what the science, about what the practice is about. Now, trading rules include deciding what markets you want to trade. Whether you want to trade in NYSE or you want to trade NASDAQ, they also include defining what your holding period is. If you don't know how long you want to hold the stock, you're going to be a loser, period. It's sometimes too easy to buy something and say you're going to hold on to it for 3 hours, 6 hours. It goes in your position. It goes in your direction. So you just can't let go of the thing, and the next morning it gaps down and you lose your money. It's okay to be an overnight trader. It's okay to be a weekly trader. But you have to know what that is, because you're not honest enough with yourself when you get into trouble to maintain that holding period unless you've defined it in advance. It's way easy in the stock market to go and become a sudden investor when a trade goes bad. We've all had the experience of not being able to let go, and you know, it gets you into a tremendous amount of trouble. The problem is it's a factor of operant conditioning, which means you get reinforcement for your bad actions. There are those times where you want to be a trader, and you hold on past the point of where you want to be, and you make money. And guess what? You want to try it a few times. You say, God, if I made money this time, I'm going to probably make money the next time I do it. And pretty soon you have no set of rules, and all of a sudden some comes along, and you just get wiped out. You got wiped out because you were going and perpetrating the same actions that worked for you. You're the rat going and seeking the pellet in the same way through the same maze over and over again. But guess what? The market changed, and it got you. Defining your holding period helps you avoid doing that. You have to develop discipline. There's so many books about self-discipline in the stock markets, but most traders just sort of push it off because, you know, we're pretty hardy souls and we don't want to spend our time dealing with the emotional or the psychological issues. But, you know, there's a real problem here. The problem is that it isn't going to be your knowledge that wipes you out of the trading art. It's going to be your lack of discipline. It's not going to be your logic that wipes you out of trading. It's going to be your emotions and how your emotions dictate your actions. Loading the gun and defining your trading rules assists you in identifying yourself as a trader apart from your identity and everything else in your life. You've got no guarantees that the other things in your life are going to go well for you, but you don't want to take them out in your trading. You don't want a bad marriage, rotten kids, a lousy job to carry over into your use of short-term money in the trading art, because the market will do an excellent job in showing you what a lousy person you are. You know, there's so much in our subconscious minds that affect our trading skills. We have to be very, very careful. We have to play by the rules. We have to write those rules down. Now, rules include things like position size. You have to decide on position size early. It's not a good idea when a stock hits your execution trigger to decide you're going to change your position size, although as you develop experience, there's some very good reasons for doing that. You have to decide which parts of the day you're going to trade. Are you going to trade the first hour? Are you going to trade the last hour? If you're a position trader, are you going to make your entries before the market opens with limit orders? Are you going to use market orders? You have to define these things. You have to define how much of your margin you're willing to use. You have a $50,000 account. Do you want to trade $100,000 worth of stocks, or do you want to trade $20,000 worth of stocks? You have to do what's right for you at every point in time. Now, let's consider that you've done all that and you're getting ready for the trading day. You want to load the gun. You need to be clear in the morning if you're a very short-termer and you have the time to watch the market in the morning. You have to be clear about the trades you're carrying into that day from your setups, and you also have to be aware that the market might bring you a whole new set of opportunities that you need to be prepared for. Those opportunities you can't prepare for in advance because you don't know what the market's going to give you. Perhaps a couple of your setups work out real well and you enter a couple great trades, but then something else happens with some other stock that maybe you spent some time with, but you didn't think in the next 3 months what was going to happen was happening that day. Perhaps like that big Sienna crash back a few months ago. Well, it's these events within the market that bring opportunity. You have to be prepared to trade opportunity wherever you see it. But regardless of where that opportunity is, you must find your execution trigger before you make the trade. Your execution trigger is the price at which you're willing to buy that stock. And that price has been located because of your prior analysis. Even if a new opportunity comes along, you have to perform an analysis and not decide to buy the stock and then analyze it afterwards. That just doesn't work. If you're a position trader, you can use the execution trigger alone and execute on price and price alone. If you're a short-term trader, you've got a lot more work to do to get your gun loaded. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but at the same time, in deciding your right number, you can't really change that number very much during the course of the trading day. If the action turns out to be different and you have the skill involved to be able to make those shifts comfortably, yes, an execution trigger can be changed and shifted after you do your further prior analysis. Now, where do trades occur? Trades occur at support and resistance. Trades occur at breaks and breakout and breakdown points. Trades occur at the top and the bottom of gaps. Trades occur at moving averages. When your gun is loaded, perhaps a stock price hasn't come right into a moving average or an execution point where you know the action's going to be. If you take a look at that remedy trade on your screens, loading the gun meant you watching remedy when remedy opened that morning because you saw that channel break. You know that when you didn't see the channel break, you saw the channel. But you understand when channels break, there tends to be a very sharp price expansion bar, which equals profit for the short-term trader. So you wanted to get ready, and your prior analysis located that channel. So before the market opened, you're watching the spreads on your signal screen or on your RealTick screen. And you already see that the market makers are bidding that thing at 18 or 18 and a half. And you're going, okay, we got a channel break here. Your gun better be loaded as you're walking into that channel break, because that channel break is showing you where the trade is. And you walk into that thing on a market open very early in the day, and you've got a tremendous amount of money to be made. But you knew where the execution trigger was going to be beforehand. You knew where to look, and you were focusing your attention on the market at the right time and the right price, and when it fulfilled your expectations, you were ready to execute.